Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 2945. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. Tuesdays at noon Eastern, I do career coach office hours on LinkedIn. If you've got questions about your job search like this person did, come there at noon Eastern. I'll answer your questions or message me through LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Send me your question there. Mark that you'll attend so this way LinkedIn will let you know when the replay is ready and then you can watch the replay for yourself. Now, today's show is one where I answer a question from someone about which of three ways they should apply for a job and what's the preferred way. Hope you find this helpful. Please give this show a great review wherever you listen to it or watch it. It does help other people. And Lord knows there are a lot of people who need help finding work. And I'll be back in just one moment. When applying to jobs, do you prefer filling out forms? One-click solutions like LinkedIn, you know, you automatically apply using your LinkedIn profile, or simple career-specific email address. I have no idea what that is. So let me just start by saying the question has a flaw to it. And the flaw is, you know, it suggests, do you prefer the ease of doing something? And you're looking at the question from the job hunter perspective. And from the job hunter perspective, everyone wants the one-click solution because it involves no effort. But there's a flaw. And the flaw is what gets results. And frankly, one-click solutions, you know, that are just sending off your LinkedIn profile are fail more often than not because the profile is not tailored to demonstrate what you can do for the organization. It's a generic thing, like the same generic resume sent to job after job. And the result is you're thinking of ease of submission. I'm thinking of demonstrating the fit. And employers are thinking of demonstrating the fit. Now, if your profile happens to do it, great. But most don't. So don't take the lazy way out of here. You know, submit a resume. Actually, try contacting the hiring manager, finding them using LinkedIn, seeing if you have a friend who can introduce you, and going in that route rather than just saying, I'd rather just sit back and have someone else do all the work that they don't do. So at the end of the day, even recruiters want to see something that vaguely looks like what they're trying to find for their clients. Again, don't get lazy about this because you're going to reap the consequences of that laziness. Now, you may have the most wonderful skills on the planet, but eventually it's going to shift and they're not going to be quite so dominant. Trust me, there are a lot of Java developers out there who one day were heroes and now are ordinary as the skill's gotten commoditized. That's going to happen to you too, oh Ruby professional, oh PHP developer, oh startup maven who has wound up ruling the roost. Maybe you'll never need another job again. You know, your firm will wind up cashing out and you'll become a gazillionaire. But the question is, what do you prefer? And the answer should be, I prefer a submission that's going to get the best results. One click does not do it. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. If you did, visit jobsearch.community. There's a lot more there that'll help you. In the meantime, I'll be back with more tomorrow. Have a terrific day and be great.